that my life is like this. People pulling at me, life pulling at me, conditions in my body, conditions in my finances. What did I do? I didn't get the nurturing. I wasn't raised in this. I didn't shut up. God wants you to see him in your weakness. He says at the end of 1 Corinthians, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Let the feet say, you haven't even discovered yet. God is going to be discovered through that. What you're facing right now. Your wisdom is going to be made from the elixir of your pain. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Squeeze that hand you're holding. That person right there, the one you're touching right now, has been at the wit's end, not telling anybody, smiling through tears, grinning till people shut the door and go home and sigh and say, Lord, it's so horrible being me. But this morning, the Lord spoke to them in a clear and a definite way. This morning, the Lord spoke directly to their circumstance and situation. Squeeze that hand. The anointing is flowing right now into that man, into that woman, into that situation. You have what it takes. Doubts are falling by the wayside. Fear is falling to the ground. And in its place, courage arises. Now we glory in tribulation. Hallelujah. Thank you for my trouble. Thank you that you gave me the strength to live with my life. To coming home to an empty apartment, to living in a house by myself, to raising a child that doesn't even speak to me. Thank you for the grace you gave me to live with a situation where I overwork and underpaid. Thank you for my particular brand of test and trial. Thank you for the temptation. Thank you for trusting me with trouble. Thank you for trusting me. I'm going to stop talking weakness. I'm going to start talking. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop talking poverty. I'm going to start talking riches. I'm going to get kingdom language for my situation. You know what, devil? I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I tell you something else, too. I'm more than a conqueror. I may have some black eyes and some bruises. I may even lost some teeth. But I'm more than a conqueror. You know why? I'm still here. I didn't give in. I didn't back up. I didn't faint. I didn't collapse. I didn't run even when I wanted to. Yes! Holy Ghost, have your way! Bless somebody today. Strengthen somebody today. Somebody who was at their wit's end, lift them up today. And let your glory pour into their heart. Manifest your presence in the person that she's touching right now. In that man that's being touched right now. Let a new strength and a new courage. Let him know that he's lion enough. He's strong enough. That his teeth are still sharp. That his paws are still strong. Let him get the youth back, the run back, the fight back, the stand up. Hallelujah. I feel you reviving your people. Have your way. In Jesus' name. For the next 60 seconds, I want you to give God the highest praise you got. Come on, church. Come on, church. Yes! 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 let's do what they said. Let's just give thanks right now. In the midst of everything, let's just give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Come on. For he, Jesus. Come on, church, I can't hear you. Give thanks. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? All the devil is getting scared. What you gonna do? I feel an attitude of gratitude in this room. Give thanks. Even though everything is not the way you wanted it to be, give. Even though you didn't climb as high as you wanted to climb, give. May not have the house I want to have, but I'm still going to give, give. My story didn't end the way I wanted it to end, but I'm just... Somebody that's thankful, lift your hand and just give it to him. Give it. Give thanks. My job, everyone's standing, I'm gonna get you out of here in just a moment. My job, my life, my career outside of ministry puts me often in the company of secular people. And I've learned some interesting things. It's not that our troubles are so different. Life is life. It falls on the just and the unjust.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand,
call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT.
No worry.
Got the gospel
be all right.
Transmitting all day.
Greeting, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
I say. I want you to do it again. Maybe not for nobody else, but for me. Y'all give him a big hand. Black History Month, we're going to do this real quick. How about, Walter, you want to do a little bit of fun, man? Walk out here. Everybody in this building now. Live I'm excited about what God's doing in our youth. You know what? When I'm going to talk about the youth too a second, my ex is sitting right over there. That's my mom's oldest sister. She told me she had moved to Hammond, Louisiana, and she said that the preacher down there made a statement, and she told me, she said that if ain't no babies crying, that mean the church is dying. So I'm talking to all of the baby-making people here, young enough. Y'all looking at me funny, huh? Hallelujah. Father God, first of all, we want to say thank you. God, I thank you for everything that my ears have heard and my eyes have seen. I go all the way, God, and thank you for Monday night. I go all the way back and thank you for Tuesday and Wednesday. I thank you for Thursday and Friday, how you kept the surgeon's hand as he did the procedure on Doc. I thank you for the day you let me get up and see a brand new mercy. I thank you for bringing all of us into oneness on today. Now we ask that you bless this word. That you allow this word to bless others like it's already blessed me. We'll give you all honor and glory, for it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I know that we have an engaged 2 o'clock, and I know a lot is going on today in the city, and I'm going to get you out of here quick as I can. But I'm excited about God. Amen. I've rehearsed this about 70 times at home, and I said about, I done cut it down to 20 minutes, barring the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit take over. I'm hoping we can get out. No, I'm just messing with y'all. My message today is going to be titled to the youth and to us. We've got to speak life. I don't care, you know, I don't care what you see or what's going on, because we have been talking and folk have been coming, you know, what's happening. We got to speak life. I don't speak what I see. I speak what I want God to do in their life. I don't call them young and crazy. I say, no, God has blessed you to be a king or a queen. And you know what? When I speak life, the Bible says that, to me, it says that the power of life and death is where? So I want to use my tongue to speak life. I want to use my tongue to speak life into not just these children, but in our message today, there was an adult man named David who was somewhat depressed. In the Bible, and we're going to read it, he said, I learned to speak life to myself. My God, I'm not going to run too fast, but let's go to, and she's going to bring it up on the screen for the sake of time, but we're going to be in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, and then we're going to make another move before we get out of here. Amen? 30, verse 6. The Bible says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the souls of all thy people were grieved, and every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. I want you to you can have a seat, but I want you to think about that. He encouraged himself in the Lord. How many of you know that there are some days, I'm not a child anymore, but there are some days where I've got to learn how to encourage myself. There are some days in the body of Christ where I get up out the bed and I don't feel like this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't care if it's not Sunday. If it's Monday, it's still the day that the Lord has made. And he told me to rejoice and be glad about it. Speak life. Speak life. Bishop Smith has been going through this month, and he has been covering Black history, and I wanted to follow. And we've been talking about Black history, and I love the way he's doing it now. I remember when he started on that journey, he met a man named John Cherry, and John Cherry shared a book with him, I think. And that book changed him, and he started looking, because when we went to school, I started at slavery and moved forward to George Washington and to Carver and to the Peanut and to President Obama and to all of these figures, but we were here before slavery. And there were things about us that wasn't told to us, and there were things about us that wasn't shared to us. And sometimes our motivation to push on was taken away from us. The Bible in this scripture right here, I'm going to be quick because we got the 2 o'clock thing and parades going on. But David had arrived at this place called Ziklag. And when David got to Ziklag, he had found that the enemy had rushed in and stole everything that he had. Not me and not us, but David at that time had 2 wives, and we don't want to do that no more, amen? But David had 2 wives, and the scripture said the Amalekites had came and got everything. And it said that the people were displeased with David. And they were, you know what? When something bad is happening, everybody want to blame somebody else. When something bad is happening, everybody want to blame you, and everybody want to blame other people, and everybody want to blame the system of the society. And David had no one And the reason why I think about this scripture and I'm cutting across the field is because David is the grandfather of Jesus Christ. And the Bible say he was depressed. David, at a young age, killed a lion and a bear, but the Bible say he was depressed. The same one that killed Goliath shouldn't even been on the battlefield. The Bible say he was depressed. Sometimes, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been in life. Some days you get up out the bed and you get up and go, just done got up and went. Some days you don't feel like fighting. Anybody ever begin to get frustrated with the battle of life? The Amalekites took it all. People got so mad at David that they wanted to stone him. He lost two wives in this thing. They lost other stuff too. But this is the period, this is a part of the scripture that we're going to cut to. The last thing it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Church, I'm trying not to preach and just talk and teach today. But it's sometimes, and I told our young people this, sometimes you don't get to own the young person that's going to pat you on your back. I hate to say it like that. David just said he had to encourage himself. Sometimes you ain't going to get a daddy boy from everybody. Sometimes you're going to come and I... Sometimes you're going to pour your dreams out to people, and they're going to say, ah, that ain't for you. Don't take all of that. There's never been nobody in your family did that. That's because I ain't been born yet. Never been nobody in your community do it like that. That's because, God, I ain't did it yet. Now, young people, and we talked about that, and Tim talked about it a little bit. We get the question, where are all the young people at? You know why? Because somebody didn't speak life into them. When Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones, when Ezekiel and God say, Ezekiel, what do you see? And he said, I see a valley, and they dead, and they full of dry bones. But let me tell you the reason why I'm cutting across, but he didn't tell Ezekiel to say what you see. He said, prophesy over him. We got to start speaking life now. We got to start building these dreams up. We got to tell them that you can do it, that you can be all. That God has a plan for you in your life. That everything that they done stole, everything that God said, he gonna give it back to you. As a kid growing up, and when I said words are seeds, ever since I was old enough to remember, he watching on TV, and I can say that. Show you how powerful words are. And I'm the oldest child. All my adult life, you know what I always heard? Boy, you just like your daddy. You know what? I go places and I see people, and they say, you don't even have to say your name. You just like your daddy. That's all I ever heard. And you know what I sit around telling them? That ain't my real daddy. Look, he watching on TV right now. I bet you that made him stand up out that hospital bed. My phone vibrating. That's Rashonda now. All if people ever fed me was, boy, you just like, they even went further and said, you just like your daddy. And you know what? That began to feed in my spirit. Feed in my spirit. So then I knew this, that words matter. I grew up just like y'all grew up. 10 more minutes, y'all. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words don't matter. No, words do matter. Words matter so much, that's what God called himself, the Word. Words matter because the power that we have lies in what we say. And think about this. David went back, and everything that they took, he got it back. But before he left to go to battle, the Bible says he encouraged himself. All the people in Israel, nobody said, hey, Dave, we saw you kill the bear. Hey, Dave, we saw you kill the lion. Hey, Dave, we saw you kill the lion. And we with you 100%. I'm with you, Dave. I done saw you do some things. I'm with you, Dave. The scriptures say that David had to encourage himself. On this Black History Month, the word says, faith cometh by hearing. Typically in our lives, we hadn't heard good things about ourselves. Typically in our lives, when we turn on the news, maybe not good things about ourselves. When I say self, I don't mean us particularly. But we got to rewrite this narrative. We can be the people God wants us to be. We can be that holy nation that God wants us to be. You know what? And I thought about this in my house, and I had to run outside. All my neighbors... The scripture says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. And all these things gonna be added to you. You know what that is, y'all? That's a blank check. God say that he give us the desires of our heart. We've got to embrace the impossible. We've got to tell our children that, oh, yeah, it's doable. Oh, yeah, it's thinkable. You know, when I think about this being Black History Month, I remember as a young man, I remember the first black man I ever saw ran for president. I thought he was articulate and he was elegant. Well, not the first one. But I'm talking about Reverend Jackson. And I said to myself that if Reverend Jackson couldn't get it, nobody could. He came to Alexandria, and I was just impressed. He was at Peabody, and I was privileged to be around him. And I was the way he commanded the room and the way he his articulate when he spoke. And I sat there in awe, and I said, if that man can't win, we don't have no hope. And the man that won, nobody in here knew him.
That's right. You sure right.
But God. Because somebody say it's doable. I am not saying you had to be. Somebody said it's achievable. Somebody said that, yeah, my child can come up with a cure for cancer. Yeah, my child can come up with this new business plan. And we've got to start speaking light. Tights, move one more time. I'm just about done. I'm go to Psalms 139:14. Psalms 139:14. I'm almost done. 139:14. The scripture says that I'm gonna praise thee. I'm almost stopping now. I'm gonna praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It says, marvelous are thy, that's me. Marvelous are thy work in my, I know it deep down in my soul. It says, marvelous are thy works. Black History Month. It says, I'm fearfully. I don't care if my mama was married to my dad. I'm wonderfully made. I don't care what neighborhood I come from. I'm wonderfully made. I don't care what people say about me. I'm wonderfully made. Sometimes, you know what? I said this, and I was supposed to say that earlier, but sometimes if God give you a vision or God give you a dream, you know what? So nobody else won't shoot you down and destroy you. Keep it to yourself. I'm fearfully and wonderfully. I wasn't no accident that I was born with this huge skin on me. It wasn't no, no, God put me just where he wanted me to be just for a time as this. I'm wonder, and you know what it say, marvelous. Bishop Smith called every kid in this building king and queen. Maybe we ought to all adopt that. You want to know why they ain't here? Because we ain't calling them king and queen. I don't care what you did yesterday or where you went yesterday, but today you're here. And today I have you in my presence. Fearfully. And you know what? All of these kids that we have, I expect. My expectations for you are out the roof. My expectations for you, I went to Southern. We're going to go to Harvard and Yale. My expectation for you are more. My expectations for you, you know what? You, all the, my expectations are more. Yes. Fall on, I still got my expectations. Yes. Had to sit a semester. I did it. I still got high expectations. Because the word says, we're getting ready to go. We got another. It's that I'm wonderfully made. And the reason why I brought that, because every day you ain't going to hear I'm wonderfully made. You ought to have a list of scriptures. Getting ready to go, but. You ought to have a list of scriptures in your when I wake up in the morning, I say, God, this is the day you made. Order my footsteps in your way. Everything my hand touch, God, I want you to be a blessing to somebody. Everything my mind touch, I want it to be a blessing to somebody. God, I want you to lead me around. And when I go to do business, I say, Lord, let me go to the right clerk. Lord, and I want to acknowledge you in all things and allow you to direct my path. And if you direct my path, and you know what, I ain't got to, I'm going to say this, and we're going to get ready and go, but I don't have to have the approval of man. God told me I was wonderfully made. The buck stopped there. I don't care if you tell me something else next, but God told me I was wonderfully made. That's it for me. And if you ain't coming telling me I'm wonderfully made, I really don't want to hear it. I mean, you know what? And Doc said, and Doc said he don't like to be around negativity. You know, he say that every Sunday. I don't like to be around negativity, and I got feet. I can leave. I can move out myself. I'm wonderfully made. If you don't get nothing else from Black History Month, this, we know about people in the past. If you don't get nothing else, I want you to get this. I'm getting ready. God has a purpose and a plan for my life. I want, look. Not just me. God has a purpose for each and every individual in here. And it's the enemy designed to pull you away from your purpose. Your purpose is that thing that's going to change this church. Your purpose. I didn't mean to point at you, Courtney. Your purpose is the thing that's going to change everything. The world been waiting on you because you are wonderfully made. And when I walk out the house in the morning, I walk out the house like a wonderfully made individual. When I get in my truck, and what am I, when I get in there, I get in there, when I get in the mail. I got in there this morning, and I got in there like a wonderfully made individual. I even, before I put my feet in the door, I shook my leg. I don't know what that means, but I know that God gave his only begotten son for everybody in here. I heard a preacher say one time he bankrupt heaven. For everybody in here. And the scripture said this, and we're going to go, what I clean, what I clean, don't you call that common and unclean. What I say is wonderfully made. Start telling our children. Start telling our children. I know what y'all saying. Basil, you ain't got none. You laughing at me, huh? The whole choir, huh? But you know what? We got to start sowing in their life. I don't care if they make an F on a report card. You wonderfully made. That ain't you. You wonderfully made. When they get ready to walk out the door, you ought to push them in the back and say, you God's greatness. You God's, God sent everything he had to this earth just for you. Try it. Try it. Not just our young people, but we got adults who don't know that they, when you realize that God made you for a purpose and that purpose is wonderful, you'll start carrying yourself different. I'm done. I'm too long. I'm blessed, y'all. Oh, I might not look like it. I'm blessed, y'all. I'm blessed, y'all. You know what? Sometimes I said the power of words. Words are like seeds. And I want to. 2 weeks ago, we had an ice storm, and the man on the news said it's gonna be the worst one we ever had. Y'all remember that? And I went out there, and you know that's how faith is. And that's right. But you know what? Instead of having faith, I went out there and bought all that press ham. That's faith, y'all. I listened to them. They said, that's going to be the worst ice storm, and you're going to lose your power, and it might be 2 or 3 days. And I think I walked out of the dollar store with a stack like I did a press ham. I got to work. They say, ooh, baby, you smell like press ham. You don't think faith coming by hearing? Man, it's going to take me some time to June or July to eat all that light bread. Faith cometh by hearing. And I heard that the storm was coming. I said, we're going to eat sandwiches. If we can't eat nothing else, we're going to eat sandwiches. And the words of my mouth, look, we eat sandwiches. Let's speak life. I'd rather speak. It's easier for me to receive, and it's easier for me to say. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Something.
Amen. How our heart has been filled. Tell your children. tell someone else's child they're wonderfully made.
Yes.
The doors of the church is open now. This house. But of course we know that God's forever holding his hand out wide, waiting for us to come in and accept him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have time now, but there's going to come a time that will be no more. So we should come while we still have breath in our body, while we still come. Anybody?
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.